WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The House has finally passed a $95 billion military aid bill. The legislation moves on to the Senate, set for a vote Tuesday. It includes nearly $61 billion for Ukraine, which the BBC's James Waterhouse says is greatly needed.
This is an undeniable boost for Ukraine, and it's a big one in a war of late where there have been very few for Kyiv.
Funding also goes to Israel for its fight against Hamas. There were protests in Tel Aviv last night against the Netanyahu government.
The government has failed in the last year and the last year and a half, and has brought us really to the lower level Israel has been in the last 76 years.
A deadly shooting at a block party in Memphis. Two are dead, several injured. Still no suspects in custody. But interim police chief C.J. Davis says,
we already have received some video footage, and we are looking for those responsible.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Most political boundaries tied to the 2020 census have been in place for a while, but as Mike Moan reports, a national project on map fairness for indigenous populations is still working for changes.
When states did their redistricting a few years ago, the Native American Rights Fund launched its Fair Districting in Indian County effort. It provides resources and legal representation to tribal communities worried about newly drawn districts that could suppress their voting power. NARF staff attorney Michael Carter says there's been a lot of activity.
Just from this redistricting cycle alone, tribes have stepped up and decided that what the state and county governments are doing is not right.
He points to several cases with various levels of success, including two high-profile ones from North Dakota. One resulted in a new legislative map for the 2024 election. Carter says a section of the Voting Rights Act is often at the center of these cases, with tribal advocates arguing some state and local governments aren't honoring language that prohibits voter discrimination. He says there's a separate movement out there trying to reverse the progress.
The national implications are there just from the attention it's getting from all the other states that are filing these briefs in the appeals courts seeking to undo the wins that Native voters got in the lower courts.
A group of Republican attorneys general contends that private groups and individuals don't have the right to file lawsuits under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But Carter says there's a separate provision that does provide that opportunity. NARF and its partner organization notes their movement has ushered in a new generation of Native American lawyers to fight for civil rights in the years to come. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with 18 hits against the Cardinals yesterday. Home runs for Bryce Terang, Reese Hoskins, Jackson Churio, Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Now Churio tries right field. Walker back again. That's gone. Back to back. Jackson Churio hits number four on a 1-2 pitch. Churio goes the other way.
They have definitely figured out something.
The Brewers with a 12-5 win over the Cardinals. Reese Hoskins.
You know, I think we wanted to come out and try to punch first. William getting us going, getting a guy on. You know, the hitters to get pitches in the middle of the zone is pressure on the base pass. So let's say pressure on the base pass gets the hitters good pitches, and we didn't miss today.
NBA, the Bucks held practices preparing to host the Pacers. Game one of their playoff series begins tonight.
I thought it was a good week. Great preparation. Thought we got some decent conditioning in. Yeah, I thought it was a good week.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Freezing conditions early. We'll see sunny skies, lower 60s in the afternoon, a northwest breeze. Clear skies, mid-30s overnight as our wind turns to the south. That'll bring in warmer temperatures Monday. Some showers, increasing clouds and breezy in upper 60s. It's 33 at our studios.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower healthcare costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5. The Tap.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars is on the air. The music of Mancini.
We have more.
Okay.
The nominees for original song and score and adaptation are
the 1983 Oscar.
Honey.
Adapted score by Ralph Burns.
One from the Heart.
Song score by Tom Waits.
Victor Victoria.
Song score adapted by Henry Mancini.
And the winner is Henry Mancini and Leslie Bricos for Victor Victoria.
1983. Placido Domingo, Cher Bono, doing the honors to announce, and here comes Hank Mancini.
Been a while. Feels the same though. Thank you, Academy, and special thanks to Jenny and my lovely family, and special thanks for the beautiful 25 years between Peter Gunn and Victor Victoria to Blake Edwards.
We'll always be you and walk this way.
such a fuss. Wandering free, we present the kind of picture people are glad to see.
May I have this dance?
Oh, I'd be delighted.
Robert Preston and Julie Andrews.
Now here is the distinguished composer Henry Mancini. The Academy Award winner has written such hits as The Days of Wine and Roses, Moon River, Two for the Road, so many of them. He now plays one of his first big musical hits, Peter Gunn. But first let's...
Ed Sullivan, I'm looking at the screen here. He had sideburns that day. That song has lyrics. Sarah Vaughan, the music of the star.
Every night your line is busy. All that buzzing makes me dizzy. Couldn't count on all my fingers. All the dates you had with swingers.
Street going your way. music of the stars. Music from Peter Gunn. There's a story there. Hank Mancini worked for Universal Studios. His job? Writing for the horror movies and sci-fi in the 50s. Finally, one day, they were coming up with a TV series called Peter Gunn. It's all about a detective and his girlfriend in a nightclub called Mother's. You want to do the songs? You're good. And he said something like, "Do I?" Got the job, and then now he's in the spotlight. Music from Peter Gunn, Dreamsville. Got lyrics too.
Morning,
everybody. Lola Albright played Edie Hart, Peter Gunn's girlfriend. Go ahead, mix a martini.
Alone with love in dreams. Our next guest is the kid who gave me my first concert date. In 1962, just after Peter Gunn and Moon River, he hired me to appear with him at the Seattle World's Fair Opera House. We've worked a lot together since, and recently recorded an album of movie songs called The Hollywood Musicals for Columbia Records. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Mathis.
Two of my favorite Mancini songs come from movies directed by Stanley Donen, and both of them star Audrey Hepburn, one of Henry's favorites. Two for the Road with Hepburn and Albert Finney, charts the ups and downs of a marriage with a remarkable wit and style. Charade, with Cary Grant, is a sophisticated comedy thriller beautifully filmed in Paris. Each movie inspired Henry to write a lovely ballad.
The music of the stars, a salute to Hank Mancini on a centennial. Mancini conducts Johnny Mathis.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be will be in summertime, the sun will shine. In winter, we'll drink summer wine. And every day that you are mine will be a lovely day. As long as love still wears a smile, I know that's a long, long while. When he played our charade, guessing the parts we played. Oh, what a hit we made. We came on next to closing, best on the bill, lovers until love left the masquerade. I turned and you were gone. Then from the darkened wings, music box played on. Sad little serenade, song of my heart's composing. I always will, best on the bill, a charade.
Mathis, 1987. That song did not win. It was nominated. Charade. As for pictures of 1962, let's see. Days of Wine and Roses. One, also Mancini. Johnny Mercer did the lyrics. Also, there was a song, believe it or not, in Mutiny on the Bounty called Follow Me. Bronislaw Caper and Paul Francis Webster. And Webster also did the lyrics for Tender as the Night. Sammy Fain. Second Chance, Andre Previn. Look at these composers and lyricists from 1962 and thereabouts. Walk on the Wild Side, Elmer Bernstein, Mac David. And Jackie Gleason's Jimmy Van Heusen tune, Call Me Irresponsible. I played that earlier. And then Charade. And that lost, but Hank won. And here is Craig Stevens. He was Peter Gunn.
Grew up in outside of Kansas City, Liberty.
I was born in Liberty, but moved there, I think, when I was about a year, year and a half old. I went to school in Kansas City and then went to the University of Kansas.
Uh-huh. But your father, school teacher.
Yeah, he was an assistant in Kansas City school system for 46 years, I believe it was, yes.
What happened? Some 20th Century or Paramount talent scout saw Craig Stevens one day on stage at the university, or what happened? How did you?
That's right. I was doing Sandy Tyrrell in Hay Fever. I met Noel Coward years later. I said, Mr. Coward, you won't believe this. One of the first plays I ever did, he says, don't tell me you played Sandy Tyrrell. And that was the role that I started in. I'd taken a course in public speaking at the University of Kansas City because I was a very shy kid, and we didn't get up in class and answer yes to my name. So my father, who was, again, a teacher, said, you've got to do something about this. And I wound up with this fella, and he was a dramatic coach, and I wound up doing seven plays for him. And a talent scout saw me, Oliver Hinsdell from Paramount, and I came here and made a screen test. That changed my whole life. I was studying dentistry.
Right. But those days, talent scouts used to go all over the Midwest.
Oh, yes, they really searched for
They really searched out
the
universities,
country.
Didn't they? And they still do sometimes, maybe. But listen, getting back, Paramount came to Paramount.
Yes.
Signed you up.
Yes.
But something happened at Paramount. What happened?
What happened to me there?
Yeah, so
well,
you decided
19,
to go back.
I was 19 years old, and Mr. Hinsdell, who was the talent scout or coach there, not scout, was a marvelous man, and he called me into his office one day. I'd been there about 4 months. Uh-huh. He said, Craig, are you terribly serious about acting? I said, yes, sir, I think I am. He said, well, I knew you were studying dentistry and that you hadn't finished. You might want to go back to school. But he said, I think you have a tremendous potential. But he said, my advice to you would be to go back and work in the theater. If you stay here, you'll get a little bit part here or that, but you won't learn your craft like you have started to learn it in the theater. I would go back and work in it. I listened to him. Now, why I did, because young people don't normally do that, you know. And I went back and worked in the Orpheum Stock Company in Kansas City.
In Kansas.
The Pasadena Playhouse. I got a tour on the West Coast of a touring company. Uh-huh. And a talent scout saw me. This was about 3 years later at Warner Brothers, and I got a contract there.
Was the late Craig Stevens. Peter Gunn. music of Mancini. They're great, aren't they? I don't have the full name. I think the director, Nick Rain, yeah. Hey, and the music of the stars on there. The Pink Panther. Peter Sellers. One of my favorite scenes.
Is Professor Guy Gadbois, medieval castle authority from Marseille. Tell me, do you have a rhym?
I do not know what a rhum is.
Zimmer.
Ah, a rhum.
That is what I have been saying, you idiot. Rhym. Does your dear go back?
Oh. Oh. Nice dear again.
I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
music of the stars, the music of Mancini on a centennial birthday. Thanks for being here. This is from Life in a Looking Glass.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, hey, that just can't be me. Learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Believe me, though, in time fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart, you'll agree that's life that you see, and you'll know who you are, and be glad you're you. In a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, hey, just can't be me. You can learn about life in a looking glass, maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Believe me, though, in time fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart, you'll agree, that's life that you see. And you'll know who you are and be glad you're you. Glad you're you. I've seen that face before, that face in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's that middle-aged Lothario with the twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely. But then, could be he's only pretending again. Man in the looking glass, smiling away. How's your sacroiliac today?
It is marvelous to be part of a tribute to Hank, and over the years that we've known each other, he's never lost his sense of wonder and delight, nor his terrific sense of humor. And for me, half the fun of working with Hank is listening to one of his songs over the telephone when it's a work in progress. Wherever I am, he calls up and he says, "Hey Jules, got a minute?" And I get a world premiere. In fact, my husband actually proposed to me over the telephone after he played me a Mancini song. No one can top Hank when it comes to writing music that captures character. At the end of our movie, That's Life, there's a Mancini song that manages to sum up the entire film. The perfect person was chosen to perform it. No one could sing it better. Tony Bennett.
Yeah, give me all the keys. Just give me the keys. I'll turn off the bass.
Julie Andrews and the music of the stars. The music of Hank Mancini. On a centennial. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, "Hey, that just can't be me." You can learn about life in a looking glass, maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Life that you see, and you'll know who you are and be glad you're.
Pictures is proud to announce a collaboration of extraordinary talent in a bittersweet comedy about the frailty of the human condition.
It all started this morning. The minute I got in the car, I should have known. The damn thing, brand new, sounds like it's making coffee.
I know we have our problems. You hate birthdays and you hate getting old and all of that. But honestly, Harvey, I think you feel you've got some kind of priority on this, Felix.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with you physically whatsoever. That's why I think you should see a psychiatrist.
God, I haven't been to confession, Father, for 36 years. My senior year at Notre Dame, and I only did it then because of my roommate. Only Tony Barragoni. I haven't seen him since we had a fight about a girl. I can't even remember her name.
Elena Montefusco.
Tony?
Why don't you just let me move in with you?
Gil, I'm in love with your husband.
I am too, Harry.
Oh, good.
I'll see you at the party Sunday, and I'll bring my pajamas.
When the funniest things make you cry, but the absurdity of it all keeps you laughing, that's life.
I'll have a bowl of vodka, please.
I've seen that face before, that face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there, and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's the middle-aged Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Sacroiliac today. Where's your first love affair, that tragedy d'amour, the true love you thought would be the end of you for sure? Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man who is wise never forgets that life is worth living. Can look in that looking glass and smile.
The music of the stars. Henry Mancini. Stand by for Columbia Broadcasting System news. A look at weather. Oh, weather. More of Mancini. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars till high noon. And all over the world at civicmedia.us. Be right back.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.